All right, my next guest, Tim Murtaugh, is a man I've known for, well, many years now, a political consultant who has served on numerous national political committees and campaigns, including Donald Trump's. He was the communications director for the former president's 2020 reelection campaign, in fact. Tim, welcome back to the program.
Steve, good to see you, as always, even bright and early, you know?
Yeah, nice and early. You've got a brand new book, Swing Hard in Case You Hit It, My Escape from Addiction and a Shot at Redemption. You've had a good response to this book so far, but you had some not-so-friendly relationships with people like CNN, MSNBC. Gosh, I can't imagine why not, Tim. I mean, they love everything Trump, don't they?
Yeah, unfortunately, my paycheck had the wrong name on it as the issuer for their taste. But I really appreciate it, Steve. I do have a new book. It's called Swing Hard in Case You Hit It, My Escape from Addiction and Shot at Redemption on the Trump Campaign. And I dare say it's unlike any political book that your viewers and listeners have ever read. It's a lot about politics, and it's a lot about the 2020 campaign. And it's not one of those bash Trump books. I'm very proud to have worked for President Trump's campaign. And the other half of the book is about my decades-long struggle to escape really desperate alcoholism. And it's not a how-to manual about how to get sober. It's just my story. And people might read it for the politics. There's a lot of stories in there that have never been published before. And people might read it because they or someone they know has a problem with addiction and they can see a lot of themselves or their friends or loved ones in the stories that I tell. I mean, I think a lot of people will laugh at the political stories or be amazed at some of the stories in here. And with some of the alcohol stories, maybe just shake your head and say, my God, how did this guy ever even survive?
Maybe they find a lot of clarity. That moment of clarity, maybe they find it in that book, right, as people call it.
Maybe so.
So tell me, as you look around now, you know, obviously the trial of Donald Trump in New York began yesterday. Jonathan Turley calling it a Frankenstein case because it's dead misdemeanors and dead felonies, trying to push them together and create a case and a crime that nobody can figure out what the crime is. Non-disclosure agreements happen every day, but this attack on Donald Trump, which you were very familiar with, being in the trenches in 2020, continues today. I mean, it's just got to be interesting for you to watch, surreal in a way.
It is surreal, and I think that even Donald Trump's critics, the people who just, you know, as a profession can't stand him, even those types of people, if they stood back and just took a second, and if everyone just asked themselves this very simple question, would any of these legal problems, all of the four different indictments, would any of it be happening if Donald Trump were not running for president again? The obvious answer is no. Of course they wouldn't be happening. And then once you arrive at the answer that they wouldn't be happening if he were not running for president again, then the obvious conclusion is that every last inch of this is political. No one, it's just the same thing as with the real estate case, the alleged fraud in the real estate case. No one, even the Associated Press and his enemies in the media, no one can find another example of a case with even remotely similar facts being treated in such a way. I mean, people talk about a two-tier justice system. This is it. This is Donald Trump being prosecuted for crimes that no one gets prosecuted for. It's astounding.
It's Donald Trump being prosecuted for being Donald Trump. I mean, that really is the long and the short of it. It's because they don't like him, and they just want to attack him all the time, which is strange to me. Now, having said all that, his polling numbers continue to be very strong. Joe Biden continues to be very weak. And right now, it's not even clear that Joe Biden will or is even capable of doing a debate, for example. Debates are part of American tradition now, have been for 50 or 60 years. To skip a debate, I think, would be the end of Joe Biden. But you've stood there in the front lines. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that Joe Biden is not capable of it. And I think that is, to be able to actually have, you know, you can perform well in a debate or not. Different people, different candidates do well or don't do well depending on the evening, depending on the moderator, depending on lots of different things. Joe Biden, I believe, is not equipped to perform in a debate at all just because of the state of his health, the state of his mental acuity. I just don't think he can do it. Now, in this case, Joe Biden will have the benefit of a media who will suddenly decide that I'm making a prediction here. The media will suddenly decide that debates aren't really that necessary. I know that a bunch of these news organizations have just signed a letter calling on the campaigns to participate in these debates. But if and when Joe Biden either doesn't agree to participate or agrees to participate in only just one, I'm sure you will find places like NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, all those will suddenly decide that debates aren't really that important because right. There is no chance that Joe Biden can do well.
No. Yeah, and you know, and I think that they'll hang their hat on, well, Donald Trump is just going to spread misinformation and disinformation, so we can't be on the stage with a guy who's just going to, you know, do that. So that's going to be how they're going to try to position it. I think you're exactly right. Let me ask you about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running a third-party campaign collecting more interest than most. It seems to me there's some sort of relationship, a deal between Donald Trump and RFK Jr. They're not slinging arrows at each other at all. They're both focused on Joe Biden. And I wonder if you would kind of see the same thing. They're not attacking each other. They're both going after Joe Biden. They have nothing bad to say about each other. It seems like there's an unwritten deal here or something.
Well, I think that it's pretty clear to me that RFK's candidacy does hurt Joe Biden more than it could ever possibly touch Donald Trump's. So in that respect, it's not surprising that they're sort of being gentle and laying off each other a little bit. But I think that RFK, if you look at his candidacy, I think there might be a temptation for Republicans to flirt a little bit with RFK's candidacy. But I think it really deserves a closer look because RFK is really a radical environmental extremist. I mean, he is far, far left.
Oh, he is.
He's about in agreement on things like the Green New Deal with AOC. And yeah. I think if you're talking about somebody who's agreeing with AOC on so-called climate change legislation, that if you consider yourself in any way a Republican, that's a candidate that you're going to want to stay far, far away from.
So I agree with that.
I got to say, I was in New York a couple weeks ago and I met RFK, and I think he's an impressive guy, and it was an honor to meet him. However, as far as Republican voters go, he's not a candidate for president that any Republican voter should really ever consider, in my view.
You know, the one thing comparing him with the Green New Deal, the one thing I would say about him when it comes to the Green New Deal, he says, yes, we have to pursue these environmental standards and so forth, but you can't destroy the country over it. AOC and the others will just burn the place down. Oh, we have to save the country. Let's burn it down. I mean, that's the mentality of the people on the left there.
So yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's like being a little bit pregnant, you know?
I suppose. Fair enough. All right. The brand new book from Tim Murtaugh, who has been in the trenches with Donald Trump and a number of other places, Swing Hard in Case You Hit It. My Escape from Addiction and a Shot at Redemption. They can find it in all the normal places. I assume there is, for those of you folks watching on TV, there's the book.
Yes, this is it.
Where can you get it? Everywhere?
You can get it at Amazon.com, Target.com, Walmart.com, Barnes & Noble. Somebody sent me some pictures from Phoenix, Arizona, of all places. There it is on the shelves in a Barnes & Noble store. So it's a reality. It's a real book. I swear I'm not making it up. Swing Hard in Case You Hit It by me, Tim Murtaugh. It's about my life in politics and my decades-long battle to escape addiction, which I did in May of 2015, coming up on 9 years sober now, Steve.
Well, congratulations on that, really. That's an accomplishment, knowing people that have suffered, and because it is suffering when you're in the throes of it. Tim?
Yeah, and everybody around you as well.
Absolutely. Best of luck with the book. Look forward to talking to you again.
Steve, good to see you. Thanks as always.
Thank you, sir. There you have it. Tim Murtaugh, everybody. I'll take a break and be back in a moment.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this, CBD is not about getting high, it's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving